today. It's prophetic, and there'll be some apostolic impartation towards the end as well. But this is a prophetic word that God is speaking to us now. And he really is. And he's saying it's time for our full shalom. The word shalom, we all know, means peace. And it comes out of Proverbs 16 and 7. It says here, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And there, the word enemies there, if you see it, it's plural. And there's a reason for it. It carries over to today. It's not just talking about enemies that are perhaps people that are rivals in this life, and they might be rivaling for your job or whatever, and they don't like you. And I'm not even dealing with that. That's small potatoes. It really is. I mean, there's a place for it, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about two enemies today, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But the Bible declares that he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And the word enemies here in Proverbs 16 and 7, it means adversary. Adversary, that's the word we're going to be dealing with today. Adversary means one's opponent in a contest, conflict, or dispute. Now, the shalom, the peace, means he's going to make your enemy, your adversary, the one that's in a contest against you, the one that's in conflict against you, the one that has a dispute against you. What he's going to do is he's going to cause him to shalom. We say shalom you. It means to give again, to make good. Here's a couple new definitions here. Give again, make good, repay, repay again. And then we understand we have a recompense, render, requite, make restitution, or restore. Bottom line is that when our ways please the Lord, and I would say that pleasing the Lord is coming into peace, walking in peace with him, and walking, and we are so afforded this peace because of our position in authentic faith, coming to the place where we exchange temperaments and we get into this place of authentic faith that justifies us and creates this wonderful covenant of peace. But within the covenant of peace, God is going to cause a shalom. He's going to cause everything that we've lost over time, over the years, over our lifespan, if you will, God is going to cause it to be made good. It's going to come back. You're going to be repaid the things in which you lost. And God wants to really heighten your faith in this area. He really wants to heighten all of our faith in this area. You don't even know some of the things that you lost, but God does. He knows the number of hairs that are on your head. He's got the count of everything. There's not one sparrow that can touch ground without God knowing about it. That he knows everything that you should have had over the course of time. He knows everything that I should have had over the course of time. And God, again, wants to heighten your faith in the fact that he's bringing restoration because of you coming into this wonderful knowledge of his peace. And again, a part of the peace of God is causing your enemies to shalom you, to give again, to make good, repay again, recompense, make restitution. It's coming, praise God. But Amen. Let's first identify the two enemies. You guys know how we do it. We identify them and then we realize, okay, you're the one that's been stealing. You're the one. I want to submit this to you before I get into the two. Really, it comes from the one, but there is a way that the second enemy will recompense. He will have to. Yeah, you'll see in just a moment. But it really comes from the devil. We're being recompensed and because the enemy, the devil, is the origin source of all of both the enemies. It's obviously him, and then the second enemy will be your flesh. But he's the source of where it all started. And he began to steal and kill and destroy. It says in 1 Peter 5 and 8, it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. All right. And the word adversary here points him out to be an opponent. He's also noted as a substitute. He brings judgment. It also means to punish and get vengeance. This is what he's been doing to us for years. If he gets vengeance on God, it's because he's messing with us. He thinks that by messing with us, stealing from us, causing things to go awry, causing things to go left field, he thinks by doing this, he's getting vengeance on God. He's a substitute too. And I like that word there for adversary, because he substitutes the blessing of God. We forfeit the blessing of the Lord. We forfeit, just like Jacob and Esau in that story, forfeiting. And we forfeit the true blessing for lesser things. And he's a substitute. He brings some demonic judgment into our lives. And through that judgment, he's stealing the righteous judgment of God that's supposed to be over our lives. And he does this by keeping us occupied and ultimately away from God's peace. Because in the covenant of peace, he would have to restore us. But this guy that has vengeance, he's out for vengeance. He's out to punish us. And he's noted as an opponent. The word opponent, just the regular definition of opponent. Listen to this. It means someone who competes against or fights another in a contest, game, or argument. He's noted as a rival. When I think about rivals, I think about, they were talking the other night when I was watching the game about how Boston and Miami is the greatest rivalry in basketball now. These two teams go at it. There's no love there between the two. I'll tell you that right now. There's no love there. And the enemy is your rival. And I thought about this a lot. He's taking this like it's a game. Like our lives are a game to him. And he's looking at it, and we get so lackadaisical and we become so lethargic that we don't recognize that this guy is running a race and he's in a contest against us. And he's trying to do us harm. Every now and then God gives us a jolt to understand what this guy's been doing then. And this is another one of those jolts. He's someone that's competing. Your what you feel as though is a curse is a result of him competing with you to make sure you don't secure the blessing of the Father. He is out to make sure you don't ever see the days of true salvation and success in your life. So he's here in a contest against you. And we're so, like I said, lackadaisical, we don't even know we're in a contest. Sometimes we don't even realize it. We just roll with the punches. We take it as it comes. Man, the devil is a liar. No. This is why God is going to restore and cause him to shalom you, because he's been competing against you, fighting against you, making sure you don't secure God's blessing. Well, God is going to cause him. The Bible says, God, he will make your enemies be at peace with you. Somebody say amen if you can hear me.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Now, it's important to note that Satan is seeking vengeance, as I stated, and is casting a demonic judgment over our lives to punish us. He's doing this because the church, this is what the Lord revealed to me a long, long time ago, and it still sticks. He's doing it because the church has taken his spot as the ones that bring praise and worship unto God. This is why he's after us. But as our ways please the Lord, he will have to render it all back to us. But know this, we are his arch rivals. He's looking at stealing, killing, and destroying us as a game, as I stated earlier. This is your note. He's looking at it as a game. You got to wake up and become a contender. You got to wake up, man. You got to understand what you're in. You got to understand what's going on. And this is why we strive to maintain our position in the temperament of God, in the temperament of Christ, because this is where all of the covenant of God is activated. Amen. Through the blood of Jesus that propitiated us, and that blood, that is covenant right there. Propitiation of the mind, the temperament of the Lord being upon you is a it should be a benchmark, man. It should be a sign to you that you are in full covenant with God. And while you understand you're in covenant with God, the shalom is a part of this covenant. The enemy stole from you. It might have been health. It might have been mental dispositions that were better. It might have been, man, your faith, wealth. I don't care. He's been taking over the years. He's contending with you. So we have to wake up and recognize that. Come into a place of real understanding that when I'm under this wonderful peace, devil, you're giving back everything. Let not the movement of your mouth be done in silence. Remind him. Remind him. Let it be on your atmosphere that God is causing a shalom. He's causing restitution. And let it be known. Your second enemy is obviously your flesh. We've talked about these two before, but this is the area that now we're talking about these two in the area of shalaming you, restoring you. Galatians 5 and 17, it says this, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other. Spirit there is with a capital S, so that they cannot do the things that you would. All right. They're contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. In other words, you're always stuck making bad decisions. The word contrary means adversary. All right. There it is. There's your second enemy. They're contrary. That means they're adversaries. To oppose, be adverse, and this is crazy, to withstand. Your flesh withstands. Goodness. It actually withstands the blessing of God. It withstands all that God stands for. It's amazing how the flesh is withstanding the will of God. Every time I look at this scripture, it blows my mind. I'm serious. To hear how my carnal mind is God's enemy and how it opposes God. Man, talk about sleeping with the enemy. It essentially has been stealing as well as Satan has. The flesh, in a sense, will have to shalom us as well. And I'm going to show you what I mean by that in a moment. So the flesh here being contrary over the years, think about it. Think about it. Think about the flesh, right? Let's just look at, let's look at eating habits just for a second. Look at some eating. If you're someone that loves sugar and your flesh just goes for it, and now you're struggling with diabetes, or maybe you like too much salt and you're struggling in the area of high blood pressure. Well, the flesh, in essence, has been stealing health. Your carnal mind, that one that is making bad decisions. Are you still with me?
Amen.
All right. This is a place where the flesh has been stealing. You might be one that is a loose, kind of loose financially, and you just spend what you want, when you want, how you want, where you want, and you've got no control. Well, that in essence has been stealing. Those decisions have been stealing. You're closing opportunities to create wealth, and you're not even paying attention, but you're just moving according to how you feel in your flesh. And it's stealing. So the Bible says, if we look back up at our first verse, it says, even his enemies to be at peace with him. Plural. So now the enemy of my soul, the enemy, my mind, my will, and my emotions has been stealing positions in health, positions in wealth. It's been stealing, again, going through mental turmoil at times, up and down, in and out, bad decisions all over the place. It's been stealing. God said, the Bible says, God will make your enemies shalom you. In other words, by the time you really get in this covenant and you stick to it, man, your flesh, your decisions are going to be reversed.
Hallelujah.
They're going
Lord.
To be reversed. You're going to get back even in your health. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you're going to gain God. It again. Wealth that you lost, it's coming back. Why? Because right decisions will be made going forward. Yes, enemies Lord. Will shalom you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So it's Thank important. You, it's really Thank important to understand that it's Thank enemies. You. It's not just the devil, what he's been stealing, but man, all of the bad decisions. Think about this. All my bad decisions are going to be restored, praise God. Every time I'm blaming me. Every time I went left field, I chose to do this or I did that and it didn't work for my good. It's coming back. It's coming back. Hallelujah. So the flesh, in a sense, will have to shalamus as well. All right, we're about to get into some meat now. So now, he will avenge us. The devil will give it all back times seven. Proverbs 6, 30 and 31 says, men do not despise a thief. If he steals, if he steals to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he be found, somebody say, I found you today.
I found you today.
I found you today. But if he be found, my goodness, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. All right, here we go. Now he's giving it back. In Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8, it says here, now watch this. It says, and he spake a parable. Watch how God is going to fight for you here. Watch how God is, man, as you're coming into this covenant, watch what he does. He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was this judge feared not God, neither did he regard man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward, he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming, she weary me. And the Lord said, listen to this, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect? Which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them. Think about that there. He's given a parable of an unjust judge that doesn't care about God and doesn't care about the well-being of man. But the judge said, because she keeps coming, I don't want this on me. I will avenge her. And how much more will God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? The word avenge, and I like this here. Hallelujah. The word avenge means to make one do something. Hallelujah. It means to make one. I told you, he said in the Psalm, he will make our enemies shalam us.
Yes, he will.
He will. And when God avenges us, he's going to make the enemies, both your flesh. He's going to cause your flesh to come in to right decision making. And he's going to cause Satan to restore everything he stole from you through his trickery over the years. God is going to make them shalam us. He's going to make one do something. Trust you me, he's going to get you. He's going to get you behind in order. You're going to do the right thing. You're going to make the right decisions. Listen here. Keep coming. Don't stop. Keep coming into this covenant of peace. Keep coming to the post of his doors. God is about to reverse decisions. God is about to change things over. Things are coming back. They're being restored now.
Hallelujah, Lord.
You just keep coming like that widow woman did. She cried day and night. You keep coming. And I tell you, God, who is a just judge,
thank you,
is going to make your enemies shalom you.
Bless your name, Lord.
That's why he taught us about coming to the post of his doors. That's why he said, come on, keep coming. Keep coming. Why? Because as you do, I'm going to saturate you with restoration.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Keep coming. Why? Because listen, the prerequisite of this peace is when a man's ways please the Lord.
Yes.
That's the prerequisite. That's why he keeps telling us, keep coming. Why? Because when you exchange temperament, the only one that pleased God, and I said this a couple weeks ago, the only one that pleased God was Jesus. This is my beloved Son, and whom I am well pleased. So when you exchange your temperament for his temperament, it pleases God, and he will cause your enemies to shalom you all over.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus.
The devil and your flesh are fighting to make sure they don't have to recompense you. They're fighting to make sure you don't come into the temperament of God and find your dwelling place there. They know, they understand, trust me, they are rivals in this thing against him. Jesus. Mm-hmm. And they're doing everything they can.
Hallelujah.
But the Bible says, man, if you come on in, your ways please me. I will make one do something. I will, it says it right there. God, and shall not God make one do something for his elect?
Bless God.
Yeah, he will. As we read in the psalm, he will make our enemies shalom us. Restitution is on the way. It's a part of the covenant of peace. So what you lost will also be returned. Now, that's proof that the enemy, I look at this first adversary, I look at this first one as kind of a clip that goes towards the devil. And this second one, I see here as well, that it kind of gets a little up close and personal about the flesh. And it says here, watch this. And he spake this parable unto a certain congregation, coming out of Luke 18, 9 through 14 now. It says, and he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and despised others. I see here, it says, it spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves. Mm-hmm. I see that. Look at that there. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, and even as this publican. What kind of, I thought that was kind of funny there. How you gonna look at it over at the publican? Why are you in the temple praying and talk trash about dude? I thought that was kind of, this man's got some issues. Yeah. So it says, he said, even as this publican. I mean, who does that? God help us. All right. It says here, I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. I got a post experience when I read that. When I got a post experience. Oh, did I get slapped? When I read, I give tithes of all that I possess. Man, at times when I'm in financial need, I will let the Lord know my first fruit and my tithe are at your feet. And I use that. I try to use that to say, this is why you should bless me. And I got slapped right there because there are times where I'm telling God what I've done. And God doesn't need to know that. He already knows what I've done. And I don't need to lean on that fact. I need to just lean on the fact that God has grace. God has love for me. God, the reason why he's doing it, he's not giving me anything because I'm tithing. That's my worship unto him. So how am I going to throw that in his face? All right, just a side note for maybe somebody else that needed it. I needed it. It says, and the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. That's all he said. That's all he said. God, he wouldn't even lift up his eyes. This man was obviously in the posture of man. It says here, I tell you this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. The word justified means this: to show or to exhibit. He was, evance is another definition there. One to be righteous, such as he is and wishes himself to be considered. So what happened there, when this man was in the posture of man, talking to the Lord, he found a place of peace. And what God did there was justified him by revealing. The word evance means to reveal, show, or make clear, or make manifest. This man now could have an authentic position in faith, and knowing that he's the righteousness of God. He went away feeling his worth toward God, his connection, the peace that was made. He went that way. And that, man, I'm telling you right now, when we come in like this, And we stay in the postures and we move through the postures. And we and at times it's time to put on the posture of man and just be weak before God. When we do this, it kills that flesh. It kills the bad decisions. Restitution is made. You come in and God reveals to you who you really are. He shows it. He makes it clear. Now, through this position, we can start to make good decisions.
Hallelujah.
The mistakes that we've made in our flesh were made outside of living in his peace. I'm going to say that again. All the mistakes we make, all the bad decisions that we do are outside of living in a place and having knowledge that we're in peace with God.
Hallelujah.
We run differently. We move differently. When we're in the carnal mind, it really is an adversary. It really is. But when we strive to be at peace like this man did with God, we come into his righteousness. This man found authentic faith in the posture of man, and he was justified and at peace with God. It's from here, I'm telling you, that wrong decisions will be made right. And it's from here that we will be restored in everything that we've lost. Salvation, health, and wealth are coming back. It's almost as though the new you will cause the old you to shalom you.
Hallelujah, God.
It's almost as though the new you will cause the old you to shalom you. Because if you can look in your mind's eye, you know when you've made bad decisions. Now, because you're at peace with God, you put the brakes on before you make the same decision that failed before. You're pumping the brakes. Things are different now, and the outcome is changing. It's getting better and better and better because you're making the right decision. But you're not going before God in your flesh,
Hallelujah.
Talking about who you think you are and what you think you're doing. No. We've learned postures, and because of learning postures, we've learned temperament. And because of learning temperament, we're moving differently. So the old you is going to shalom the new you. With good decisions. New you is going to cause good decisions. Old you is going to watch all of those bad things that came out as the outcome. It's going to be washed away. All of it's going to be washed away. And so now the new you, behold, you become a new creature. The new you is going to be shalamed by the old you. And the old you is going to be looking there angry with the fact that you're making right decisions. Remember, he's your adversary. He's your rival. He doesn't want you making right decisions. He wants you to continue on the path that you were always on. Well, the devil is a liar there too.
Yes,
those things are changing. They're changing. So no more losing for wrong decisions. Here's even a deeper confirmation. Now, here we go. Here comes some strong meat. It says here, Ephesians 6, 14 and 15. It says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Oh boy, here we go. Your feet shod. I was like, okay, all right. All right, Lord, I see this. I wanted to look at the scripture called the gospel of peace. First of all, I noted that is the gospel of peace. The peace is coming out of the gospel. Remember, we talked about Jesus went and preached peace. That peace was interwoven with every word he spoke.
Amen.
Yeah, that's why it's called the gospel of peace. Every word is tied to peace. But it talks about having our feet. I became intrigued with having our feet shod with this. I understand that it's feet shod with the preparation. I had to stop there a little bit more because I kind of jump over that. And it just sounds like feet shod with the gospel of peace. But no, it says feet shod with the preparation. And so I wanted to look into it. And as I looked into it, this really unfolded to me. And it really opened up and became confirmation to how God is going to cause the shalom. And so here we go. The word shod means to underbind. To underbind means to bind underneath the feet. It's like putting on sandals. And so it's the being shod, you're the bottom of your feet are covered. But why? It says feet shod with the preparation. Now, preparation means to make ready. It's drawn from, this is the definition, drawn from the Oriental custom of sending on before kings on their journeys. Sounds like Edo. It's sending on kings. It's an Oriental custom, and they send on sending on before kings on their journey persons to level roads and make them passable to prepare. It also means to prepare the minds of men to give the Messiah a fit reception and secure his blessings. What are you saying, Apostle? What I'm saying is, he's saying, I want your feet shod with the preparation. I need you in, listen to me now. This is how we move in the shalom. What it does here, when we're staying in this rhema word, what's happening is, it's actually you are making ready for the entry of the king. You are trodding roads as you're coming in to a new mindset. It's like you're taking a bulldozer in your mind for all the things that would hinder the peace from coming in. And you're bulldozing in the spirit. And what's taking place is you're making ready for the king of peace to come into your life. You stay shod. You underbind this word is what I'm trying to tell you. You underbind this word, man. Stay in this word because you are preparing a road for the peace of God to enter your life.
Bless
you're preparing
God.
It. You're making it easy for the entry of the king. You're making it easy for him to come in and just bless you. You are securing his blessings. Stay in the word. Don't come out for anything. Now watch this. This is what the first shalom does. It makes ready for the second shalom, as we talked about, which is manifestation. And it also makes ready for the shalom. Because remember, the shalom, when you're in the shalom, it causes the shalom. So now I'm trodding roads, praise God. Every time I open the study, I'm trodding down a road. I'm making it easy for him to come in. If we have prepared roads, if we have prepared his road for entry, then a part of his blessing to us is restitution from our enemies. Our feet are to be shod with the preparation. The Lord said it to me. The reason why I said preparation, he said, because I don't want you trying to procure peace. He said, you prepare, I'll bring the peace. Just get it ready. I'm bringing the peace. Stay in the study. I'm bringing the peace. Don't you move left or right. Stay right where I'm talking about. I'll bring the peace. You prepare the road, I'll bring the peace.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The word feet, listen to this. It's really interesting. I even looked at the word feet. The word feet means of disciples listening to their teacher's instruction.
Hallelujah.
They're said to be at his feet. So the word feet there is not talking about your feet at all. It's actually talking about your mind. It's talking about having a mind that's prepared for the peace of God to come in. Don't let your mind, that's why we talked about not allowing the enemy to build bulwarks where you're moving in your own intellect trying to figure things out. Why? Because you're messing up the road for the king's travel. You stay in preparation. You stay at the feet of the master. Let him communicate. Let him reveal. Stay in the rhema. You stay at his feet. And then your feet are now trampling in the spirit. Your feet are now moving things. Your feet are underbound, and you can move, and you can take the sword of the spirit, cut things down, man. You can take, I'm telling you right now, you can move these things, make his entry easy. So it's our constant hearing of his now rhema word that shods and prepares. He brings the peace. It marries well with Isaiah 26:3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. Shalom, shalom. Whose mind is stayed. The word stayed means sustained. Ah, look at that. That proves it right there. That it's if I'm sustained, where in the mind? My feet are shod. I'm preparing a road. So your feet here really is a mind that is sustained in the rhema word. This prepares for his peace. Hence the shalom comes from here. We secure his blessing. In Matthew 3:1-3, listen to this. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent. Watch this. It's a whole picture of what you're doing. You ain't doing nothing different from what John did, but this is a personal entry for the King of Kings to bring his peace into your life. It says, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The word repent means change your minds. It says, for this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Not your path straight. You're making his path straight. My goodness. Jesus said this about John. He said, there was none greater than John the Baptist that were born amongst women. Not one greater prophet, talking about all the prophets of the Old Testament. He wasn't talking about us. He said, even the least in the kingdom is greater than John now. But when those that were born amongst women before Christ came, John was considered the greatest. Why? Because he trodden the road and made it easy for the king to come in. He prepared his path. He said, make his path straight. Talking about the king.
So good. Amen.
Talking about him. Make it easy for him to get to you. Make it simple. So my God, that's what John did. He told them to repent. The Bible says everybody was baptized under John. He made all the minds ready. And then the Pharisees and Sadducees tried to act like they were ready. And they came out. He said, what you come out here for, you generation of vipers? Who's really warned you from the wrath that's about to come? You didn't hear my message, in other words. You weren't listening to me. You just came out here to what? See a shake, a reed shaking in the wind? What are you out of? You spying is what you're here for. But everybody else outside of the Pharisees and Sadducees, their paths were made straight for the king to come in, for Jesus to bring the gospel of peace unto their lives. And that's what we do when we keep our feet shod with the preparation. We make it simple for him to reach to us.
Bless God.
Hallelujah.
Bless you,
Lord. We make it easy, hallelujah, to see restoration. We make it easy to be healed. We make it easy for him to touch and deliver and bless. We make it simple. That's what John did. That's why his message, man, was so important. He made it easy for the King of Peace. Do yourself a favor. Do yourself a favor. Let your feet be shod with the preparation, and he'll bring the peace. He will cause the shalom. Just make his path straight so he can enter and release his covenant of peace in your life.
Amen.
We truly do clear the way for the Lord. There's no obstacles for him to go around. There's no issues. It makes it real simple. I know it sounds like works, but it's not. It's just studying. It's just keeping yourself in the study and staying in a frame of mind that is equal to the mind of God. That's what it's all about. It's very simple. He doesn't have to wrestle whether or not you're in faith or not. There's no contending whether or not that you're standing there in true, authentic faith. He sees it. The pathway is easy for him. So he can reach out, lay his hands on you, and bring restoration to you. Your two enemies will shalom you if you keep your feet shod. All is being restored because the covenant of his peace is moving mightily through your life. You're blessed, you're healed, you're set free, you're delivered.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord God, thank you.
Do what John did. Make his path straight. Make his path straight. I give you glory. Yeah, I feel several people were broken free. I can feel that. I discern several people. My God, found answers this morning. I can sense that. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, several people on this line today have been really, really, really blessed by God. Oh, Rosundaka Sitamana.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You stay in the preparation.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he will bring you peace, and cause your enemies to shalom you, bringing restoration of all things. You just simply don't look to the left, don't look to the right, just stay in the preparation of it. You stay in the preparation. Hey, God, yes. You stand in the preparation.
Yes.
Oh, don't let the enemy move you from the rhema word. Your feet stay trod, they stay shod, man. And you're treading, and you're tearing down those obstacles.
Thank you.
You're tearing down in the spirit those things. You're tearing down doubt and unbelief. You're tearing down fear. You're tearing it down.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory, and you're making it easy. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You're making it simple. Jesus, I give you glory. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Pastor. Hallelujah. Blanche says amen. Elder Donna says, thank you, Lord. All is restored. Javon said, I needed to hear this today. Thank you. Elder Allison said, hallelujah. And Elder Donna said, all is restored. So good. And amen. Amen. Amen, everybody. Father, seal this word. I mean, seal it strong. I feel that the enemy came in one way, but I can feel he fleed out seven different ways this morning. Seven different ways. That's because he's got seven, that are going to get what they stole and bring it back to us. And I give you praise. I give you praise, Master. That's the seven times greater right there. They came in one way, fleed out seven different ways because they owe us seven times of what they stole. And I give you praise right now for the
thank
release.
You, Lord.
I give you praise
you,
right
thank
now
you,
for the
Lord.
Shalom,
thank
oh God.
You, Lord.
They came in one way, but went out seven different ways. Chased out by the seven spirits of God. To render back to us seven times what they stole. And I give you glory, Master, for the release. I give you glory, Master, for the shalom that's over us. I give you glory for this wonderful covenant
thank
of
you,
peace.
Jesus.
Oh, I give you glory, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, God, right decisions being made, seeing the results of righteousness.
Yes.
Oh, God, yes. And Satan, you already heard it. You've already been given notice. Get it back. Get it back. You heard the Lord. I heard the Lord. And you heard him too. Shalom, the people of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I heard God say this, even time is being restored. Years that were stake on that road. Year, hey, glory. I don't know if Daryl's on the line, but I heard that for Daryl. Daryl, the Lord said the years that, hey, God, hallelujah, that were stolen are being restored. Years are being restored.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo, glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Wealth is being restored to people. Wealth is being restored. Wealth is being restored. Relationships of all kinds are being restored.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh,
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Your feet have stayed shod. People of God, your feet have stayed shod. Those of you that have been sticking with the rhema word, your feet have stayed shod with the preparation. You're making it easy for him to come. For the Prince of Peace, King of Peace, you're making it easy for him to move. Ooh, glory. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, time. Ooh, glory. Time is being restored.
Ooh. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ooh, Jesus, I give you praise. The full shalom has begun. Hallelujah. the full shalom has begun. I hear the Lord say, stay in a place of thanksgiving for it, for the shalom. Stay in a place of thanksgiving, thanking him. You don't have to go out and look for it. You've already been in the preparation of it. So therefore, it's coming unto you. And just thank him for it. Hey, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. Ooh, my goodness. Well, that's all I've got for you today.
Hallelujah, Lord.
That's all I've got for you today.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you.
Found you're blessed. Oh, I feel the presence of the Lord so strong.
Bless you, Lord God.
Hey, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, boy. I tell you right now, lion is on the atmosphere. The lion is moving. And the lion, oh, man, I understand why. I hear you, Lord. He said he's on your atmosphere because I'm going to make one do something for you.
Oh, God.
Lion is roaring right now in the in your atmosphere. My God, yes. He's roaring, and my goodness, he's striking the heart of your enemy with fear. My God, my God, my God, to restore and recompense you. Lion is on your atmosphere.
Thank you, Lord.
Ah, whoo, glory. Yes, Lord. That's a Thanksgiving moment right there. Whoo, Jesus, I thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Amen, 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 Lord. Amen.
Thank amen. You.
Amen. Amen, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
you. Oh, yes. He said, I'm going to make him do it. I'm going to make. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. We give you glory for that, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Elizabeth, the Lord said, the lion is on your atmosphere, and he's going to make him restore and recompense all that was stolen. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, hallelujah, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Even time, Elizabeth, is on your side right now. Whoo, it's being recompensed. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
My God, my God, my God. Even your flesh, Elizabeth, is starting to align itself with the will of God. It may sound funny, but it's happening, and there's recompense coming there too. My goodness.
Thank you.
You're going to make right decisions moving forward. You're going to be stronger than you were even when you were at your strongest, and you're going to be blessed for it and recompensed.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hey, God, yeah. Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes,
you,
Lord. Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank yes, you.
Lord. Yeah, Watt family. Walk, family, hear the word of the Lord. All is being restored. Little things that were maligned along the way, they're being restored. Even the positions you hold in ministry, it's coming back. You can already sense it. It's coming back. And with that, so is everything else that was stolen and taken.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Visions Hallelujah. Are being restored again. Yep. Mm-hmm. God is restoring vision, Carolyn. He's restoring vision. Hallelujah. He's restoring vision back unto you. Oh, glory be to God. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're about to make some moves that you thought you should have made, but those are coming back around again, and you're moving now with the covenant of his peace. Hey, on your side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ah, yes, Lord Jesus. Hey, God. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I need someone or someones to reach up and grab health. Because it's on the atmosphere, there's healing on you. I need you to reach up and just grab it, just grab it, just grab it, bring it close to you, and just thank him for it. Thank you, Jesus. Health and healing is on the atmosphere. Restored even right this very moment. Health and healing on the atmosphere. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hey, want to reach up and grab it. It's right there. Right there. It's yours for the taking. Take it now, my God. Take it.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Jesus, I give you glory. Jesus, I give you glory. I give you glory. Glory be to God. Yes, yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, I give you praise.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
Ah, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Ooh, yes, Lord. My God, my God. My God. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Elder Don, I hear the Lord say, I let the waster and destroyer come. I let him come. Hear the word of the Lord. I let him come and steal a portion of your inheritance. I did. I let the waster and destroyer come. I did. So I can get you seven times more. Whoo, glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm going to put it in your hands. I'm going to put it in your hands. I let him come. I let him come. I want your faith to be right there. I let the way. I told you I created the smith for blowing the coals. My goodness, I told you that the waster and destroyer are the works of my hands. I'm just getting you seven times over. Woo.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
You're going to be a blessing to my people.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to cause you to be a blessing to my people. Watch.
Yes.
Watch.
Yes.
Watch and see. Watch and see. Watch and see. Ooh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I'm done right there. I'm done right there. If you have a seed to sow under the anointing, sow under the quickening power of God's spirit. So, Javon, all that you lost, I hear him say, everything you lost, God said, I'm going to restore it. I'm recompensing you, Javon. I'm bringing all back to you. Everything. Even including certain relationships that were trodden under. I'm going to resurrect certain relationships that were good for you, that were called to you, and you had camaraderie. God's restoring wealth. He's restoring all mad confidence is being restored. Even that's happening right now. Crazy confidence is coming to you that was stolen confidence. Yes, it's coming right to you. Even now, that's happening right this moment. It's happening. God is restoring. Hey, God, completely. My goodness. You're going to see such a turnaround in every area of your life. It's going to really shock you. What God is going to do and what he's actually doing, it's going to shock you. God is bringing total recompense to you. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen, Jesus. Amen. Amen, Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
If you're sowing your seed via Cash App, just look for the True Gospel Ministry logo. And you sow it to $ True Gospel Men's MINS. If you're